You good? I'm good.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sean Marie.
I'm Jean.
And today we are going to talk about Gypsy Rose Blanchard. But before we do, I have to say,
Gypsy Rose is amazing.
she is. And I'm just going to say at the beginning, because I don't want no hate for this. I'm going to get hate anyway, and that's fine, because it's my personal opinion and no one can change it. Dee Dee deserved to die. That is justifiable homicide if I've ever fucking heard it. I mean, it's not for Nicholas to do it. Well, I'll tell you who he is. But it's not okay that he did it. Now, if Gypsy would have grown some cojones, got some balls, and did her mom in herself,
You
I don't
don't
think
think
we'd
that
be having this
enough reporting
conversation.
and a restraining order and all that put me into protective services away from this crazy woman would have helped the situation?
No.
That was
And
the
I'll tell you
only
why.
option.
I'll tell you
That was the
why.
only option.
Yeah. I believe so.
Okay.
I really do.
All right.
Okay. So,
I disagree. That will.
we'll get there, see?
Okay.
A good old-fashioned debate, folks. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Okay. So, we're going to start off the night of the murder. And then I'll fill everybody in. We'll recircle back to the night of the murder.
Murderer.
Murder.
You don't have to roll the R.
Right. And so we'll circle back. And then if people want to be like, Team Sean Marie, Team Jean, we'll fucking figure it out.
Make t-shirts.
Yeah, we'll have a fucking debate about this because I would have done the bitching myself. Sorry. Personal opinions, no one can hate me.
No,
I mean, you
no.
can. I mean, it's fine. But, like, not for this. Anyway, so
So, Dee Dee Blanchard.
her name's not Dee Dee though, but
Oh, it
we'll
isn't?
get to that.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, worst mom in America. Anywho, so on the night of June 14th, 2015, okay, cops in Greene County, Missouri, are called to this pink fucking house that was built for Habitat for Man by Humanity, or is that right? Habitat
Habitat for
for
Humanity. Oh, yeah.
Humanity.
They're
Yeah.
awesome. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Those sweet people built this blue house. The pink house. Sorry, I'm all switching it up. Anyway, they built this pink house for this handicapped little girl who has all these horrible things wrong with her. There's a beautiful ramp and everything. The mom's just like, oh my God, you guys are so giving and loving. Sign me checks. Hurry fast. Give me the keys. Give me the. They got a car, they got money, expenses, hospital bills paid for. She won awards for being like the cutest fucking sick kid, because they give those out, which I think is really sweet. But Gypsy won one.
Yeah.
And
So mom was milking out generosity from people.
yeah. Okay, and if she's doing that just because her kid's sick, that's fine, but we'll get to why it's not okay that these adorable, nice people were fucked over. So, anyway, they're called to the pink house because no one has heard from Dee Dee or Gypsy Blanchard for a minute. It's been like a day, okay? And that's not weird, except for the one friend is scrolling through Facebook like we do, and she comes across that bitch is dead post, okay, on Gypsy's and her mom's shared account because mom's super crazy. And so the friend's like, oh my God, they swore. What the fuck? Because, like, that is what really, like, not
Caught her
the, yeah,
attention.
not the same, like, not what it said itself, but the cuss word was just like, whoa. And she's like, so I started calling them and no one's answering the phones.
Yeah.
So she scrolls through Facebook a little bit more.
Something's
And
wrong.
the next post says, I killed that fat bitch and raped her sweet young daughter too, or something to that effect. Okay, I'm not going to use air quotes because I'm not 100%. Could have wrote it down? Sure didn't. But anyway. Oh, and just so you guys know, I'm really giving you guys this story from my point of view. I have like the legit dates written down and stuff But other than that, this is like my legit point of view because this is one of my favorite cases to argue with people. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite cases. So anyway, just so you guys know.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at with this whole thing. And so the friends go over there and they call the cops and they're like, hey, you guys, really, something's amiss. We must go. And so the cops come. No one's answering the door. The doors are locked. The cops are like, well, dude, I can't just go in there. And so the husband of the friend was like, well, shit, can I? And the cops were like, well, yeah, bro, if you can get in, you can get in. Like, it's going to be up to Dee Dee to press charges if you're not supposed to be there. Whatever. So he finds a kitchen window that's open. So he goes in there. First thing he realizes, it's fucking freezing. And the AC is going. So he's like, what the fuck? It's fucking, what the hell? Uh-huh. And this house is creepy. Okay, we got toys, stuffed animals, Disney princess posters. It looks like two children live here. Uh-huh. So it's weird. Super weird. So I can only imagine going in there in the pitch dark.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. I ain't going in that creepy ass house. Anyway, so he goes. He sees two wheelchairs automatically. And he's like, okay, well, there's two. She has three. Gypsy has three wheelchairs. Uh-huh. And so he goes to Gypsy's creepy fucking room that's full of, like, all this weird stuff and...
girly stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Princessy.
Yeah.
Like, Disney princessy. And so he goes, he doesn't see anything. He goes to the bathroom, he doesn't see anything. He goes to Dee Dee's room. He said he didn't get the feeling to go in there. Like, he didn't get... the urge to go in there. So he tried to flip on the lights. The lights won't flip on. So he's like, okay, cool. I don't see anything. That's weird. When he looks in the bathroom again, he realizes, oh shit, there's the third wheelchair. Something's fucking, whoa.
Yeah.
Cars are home. I can at least tell you right now, Gypsy's missing.
Yeah.
So he goes and he tells the cops this, and the cops are like, okay, well, we're going to put in for a warrant, and we're going to follow the proper steps, and blah, 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 to go in your home. So they do. Mm. They finally get in there. And same thing, they're walking through, and they're like, okay, this is weird. This is weird. This isn't a crime. You're just fucking creepy.
Yeah.
So, like, you know? And so then they come into the hallway, okay? They open up this closet in the hallway. She's fucking more stocked up than CVS itself, bro.
Oh, with medications.
Yeah.
And supplies. Mm-hmm. And prescriptions.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Doctor notepads. You know what I mean?
That's illegal to have those.
Uh-huh. She was jacking them from fucking doctors and shit when they'd come see Gypsy at the house. She fucking still fucking doctor pads. TD. But anyway, so yeah, they're going and they're searching room by room like cops do. They note the wheelchairs, the closet, the fucking weirdness. Then they go into Dee Dee's room. And at first, they're like, okay, everything here is copacetic. And then they're like, well, that comforter is super red. And I don't know what cop it was who must have just been like, hey, I want to see if it's fuzzy. You know what I mean? Someone touched this comforter and they pull it back. When they pull it back, they realize it's not a red comforter. It's a comforter covered in blood. Dee Dee's there.
Uh-huh.
Dee Dee has... a bunch of stab wounds on her back, and her neck is cut so badly from the back that she's almost decapitated. Uh-huh. So they're like, well, now we have a murder and a kidnapping. So everybody starts searching for Gypsy.
Yeah.
And they're like,
where's Gypsy?
Mm-hmm. And finally, they're like, okay, well, they trace the IP address to Big Bend, Wisconsin. And so they're like, fuck, Gypsy's in Wisconsin, let's go. So they call Wisconsin cops and they're like, hey, go to this address, find out this whoever this Nick Godajohn fool is, get back to me, tell me if he has a fucking girl who needs her wheelchair with him in his possession. And so they go to the house, right? They light his house up. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Nicholas Godajohn, get the fuck outside. And so they're waiting, okay? The house door opens.
Uh-huh.
Bam, door's open. Next thing we know, Gypsy Rose Blanchard walks out the fucking door.
Yeah.
Walks. With her 2 feet.
To say what's up.
To say, hey, I'm Gypsy. I ain't missing. I'm here, I'm fine. And so then Nick obviously comes out behind her. And so they're like, okay, well, let's go to the police station. Let's kind of try to figure this shit out and figure out why the fuck you're walking. Like, yeah. That's the main mystery here, yeah. Little girl.
You're supposed to have a wheelchair.
And she's supposed to be a little girl. She's supposed to be a fucking teenager. Mm-hmm. They think they're looking for, like, I think it's like a 14-year-old little girl at the time they think they're looking for. They think they're looking for a little girl with the mind capacity of a seven-year-old. Mm-hmm. So they're like, what are you doing walking? Like, seven-year-olds obviously walk, but, like...
Not in her condition.
Not in her condition.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been told you're going to die any day now if you don't get this medication and all this nonsense. So they get her to the... They get them both to the sheriff's station. And first, the cop that tells Gypsy that her mom dies. Okay? Worst acting I've ever seen in my life. Like, right then and there, dude, you're lying. You should have just been like... I know.
She didn't really feel bad?
No, she feels bad. She did not ever want her mom to die. Okay? And she said that on Dr. Phil. She didn't want her mom to die. She needed to get away from her mom. And we're going to get into that. Mm-hmm. On why she needed to get away from this DD person. And so, oh my God, I'm getting sick if everybody can't hear. Well, I'm not like getting sick. I'm like right in the cusp. I'm in the cup of sickness.
Take your vitamins.
Yeah, my Mountain Dew. Sponsor me. Anyway. But, like, yeah. So, they get there and she does the whole crying. And she's like, oh my God, my mom's dead. No way. I'm sad. Wah. She's crying. Meanwhile, in this other room, you got sweet Nicholas. Go to John, folks. Okay. This dude.
Didn't he have kind of...
He did. He has... He does. He has...
Autism?
He's autistic. He's on the spectrum for autism. And so he kind of, dude, was always by himself. Like, he really was. He was by himself. He liked to play by himself. Kids at school really bullied him and were really horrible and mean to him. Uh-huh. Fucking bastard children like they are. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So he was really by himself. So he looked to the internet for friends.
Yeah.
He turns to his family's religious. And his mom would always tell him, when you get a girl, if you get a girl, make sure it's a good Christian woman. And so that's what he, in his mind, he thought was like the legit thing. And so he gets on... a Christian dating site, a free little Christian dating site or whatever. Lo and behold, Gypsy's on there too. Mm-hmm. So Gypsy sees him. She contacts him first. We get cute little hi smiley face messages or whatever. And Nick was like, oh, dude, I have a friend. So they start out as a friend and they're talking a little bit. And this is all from him. Okay. Everything I'm telling you, when I watched his interview, this is all from him. Mm-hmm. This poor, sweet little kid. It just breaks my heart. Anyway. But, so he starts talking to her and he's like getting excited. You know, he has a friend. She's kind of on there all the time. And she tells him the story she tells everybody at first. Uh-huh. How she's wheelchair bound. And she has all these problems, all these medical problems. And her mom takes care of her and gives the whole good spiel at first. And then they start talking. And then they start talking some more. And then she starts making comments like, oh, I bet you'd make a really nice boyfriend and you're going to make a really good husband and all these things. And so finally they start dating. Now we're online dating. Mm-hmm. Okay. And about a year and a half into it, they take it from like, you're cute. No, you're cute. No, you're cute. To some straight BDSM shit. So, Gypsy had seven, I think, different, like, kinky little personalities.
Oh.
Yeah. And one was nice, and one was sassy, and one was, like, whorish. And, like, you know, she had, like, a different, and one was, like, whorish, but, like, still bad to the bone. Mm-hmm. Like, she had knives and shit, and she had, like, crazy hair, and, like, she'd lick the knife. And...
Dominatrix type.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think her name was Candy, one of the personalities. And really, the only reason I remember this is because I swear to God, he had a boner in this interview. They wouldn't show below, but I'm pretty certain he did. But she was like the kinky, fun, like, anything you want. Kind, you know? Uh-huh. That was that. And then she had, which is weird, like, this one's not kinky at all, which I don't know why he put it in the category of kinky. But I guess number 8 is like her kid self. Like her little girl self. And obviously, if they're doing this, she finally feels comfortable enough where she does tell him, A, the wheelchair is a fucking joke. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And then that's when they start this whole, like, sexy brigade. And they would do videos back and forth. And, like, his bad side would come out. And when his bad side came out, bad stuff happened. Uh-huh. And that's what he said. Because he's fucking sweet. Okay? And he says, he's so sweet. He's like, I already knew she didn't have a wheelchair. He's like, I was connected to her on a bigger level. Mm-hmm. Soulmates. And he kept saying, me and her had to end up together in the end. That's the only way it ends. And sadly, it doesn't because she done moved on.
Yeah.
But it's super sad. Super fucking sad. Dude, like, this kid, for one, has all these problems. I mean, don't get me wrong. He is functioning autistic. He had a job. I mean, you know what I mean? He was...
very naive.
Yeah, he was just naive, dude, and wanted a fucking friend.
Yeah.
Like, when you have those things and you... like, my niece is autistic, right? Mm-hmm. And she has her little kicks and her, like, little twerks. And, like, she likes things her way. And then, like... if you try to throw her off, it really upsets her. Uh-huh. She doesn't like to be thrown off. And I, like, hers is much worse than his, obviously. But I don't know. Like, I just broke my heart. This sweet kid, all he wanted was a friend.
Do you think that she manipulated him?
Kind of.
Into doing her bidding?
Kind of. But I'm going to start going into why I kind of don't. I mean, I kind of think she did. I think when she realized, because she starts asking him questions that kind of point to, okay, now I know what I can do with you.
And kind of, there's this kind of...
she does.
Liberation as a woman when you know that there are this, certain things where you have complete control.
Yeah.
JJ power is abundant. You know...
did you just say JJ?
The JJ power.
Oh, yeah. Pussy power is real, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So that does kind of give, it gives you that burst of confidence.
Well, yeah. I mean, he can and don't get me wrong, dude. Okay, so now we'll kind of, I'll tell you kind of about Gypsy. Mm-hmm. So Gypsy's born in July 91.
Okay.
So when she's little, Dee Dee starts making up shit. And she's like, oh, she drools a lot. They take out this baby's fucking drool glands or whatever.
Why?
Because Dee Dee said. Who fucking knows? And then she says that she can't sleep. And...
they drool a lot when they're teething.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, see, this is what I'm saying. You guys are going to hate her too. Anyway, so by the time this all happens, Dee Dee claims that Gypsy has leukemia, asthma, muscular...
Dystrophy,
yep. And other chronic ailments. And with the mind capacity of a 7-year-old with brain damage due from pressure of her brain.
Pressure on the brain?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some sort of brain thing. So within this time, her and Gypsy, because, dude, obviously Gypsy does become to the age where she knows she can walk. She does not think that she is not sick, though. Okay? So Gypsy grows up her whole life knowing she can walk. She knows it. She does it at night. She doesn't have people aren't around. Mm-hmm. Dee Dee doesn't allow her to, but she does. You know what I mean? Like, she knows from a young age that she can walk. Dee Dee doesn't let her talk when they go to doctor's office. Like, she makes Gypsy hold a stuffed animal of some sort.
Yeah.
And Gypsy's supposed to sit there, and I'm sorry, I don't know if people like this word or not, but whatever. She's supposed to play dumb. That's the gist of it. Like, you sit there, you play dumb, you hold your bear, mama gots you.
Yeah.
Mommy speaks for you.
Yeah.
Don't worry. And so, all of a sudden, Katrina happens. Okay. Yeah.
Devastating.
Devastating. So now we have this little girl who has all these issues and everything else, and all her medical records are gone. Gone.
Lost in Katrina.
Gone. R.I.P. Can't find them. No one knows. Nothing. And so these doctors start taking the word of fucking Dee Dee. And if the doctor wouldn't do it.
Blood work. And
dude, if the doctors wouldn't do what she said, she'd leave. She would leave and go to a different doctor.
Well, this doctor hopping. They can't get into that.
No. Dude, I'm telling you, these people should be in prison right next to Dee Dee. I mean, right next to Gypsy. Right fucking next to her. It's not fair that all these doctors did all of these things. You put a feeding tube in a fucking child because her mother said so.
She didn't need it at all.
Yeah. No.
And that's incredibly harmful, too.
That's torturous.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're letting her take all these medications, and then you're doing all these exploratory surgeries because you guys know we can't find it. Let us cut her open. We'll go take a gander. We'll find out. And she's like, okay, yeah, sure, cut her open, go ahead. Like this little, she went through so many surgeries and everything else that she didn't fucking need. Not one did she fucking need.
Yeah.
She'd cut off all of her hair, shave her hair completely off. Because she has beautiful hair. Beautiful hair. Her mother cut it off.
Why?
So that she would look sick. So that she would play the part of being sick. She lost all of her teeth from the mixture of all the medicines and everything else she was on. And at night, she's drinking gallons and gallons of soda. Eating ice cream. Because she
was supposed to be allergic to sugar.
Yeah. Yep. And her mom made her think that she was allergic to sugar. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't. And she found that out on her own. Like, hey, she fucking risked the biscuit, bro. She was like, I'm going to do it. And she took a drink of, like, I think it was Coke or something, she said. And fucking, she waited to die. You know what I mean? She was like, oh my God, now the worst thing's going to happen in the world. Because there was one doctor towards the kind of the end of this that was kind of like trying to talk to Gypsy without Dee Dee being there. Mm-hmm. She kind of got the feeling like, okay, something might be wrong. In the show, they portray it as a girl. I think in real life, it may have been a man. I'm not 100% sure. There wasn't a bunch about the doctor who kind of helped.
When she started to figure out the Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah.
I believe it's called.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Because that's what Dee Dee has.
You get so much attention when your kid's in the NICU.
Well, and Dee Dee's mom.
It's not funny.
Dee Dee's mom kind of had that with Dee Dee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I guess Dee Dee has a bunch of siblings. Yeah. She has a bunch of siblings. And for some reason, her mom wouldn't let her go outside and play. You know what I mean? She kept her inside. Her mom doted on her, took care of her. Except for in 1997, her mom died. Mm-hmm. Dee Dee's mom died. And people think they cannot prove, but that she died because Dee Dee wouldn't feed her. Like, Dee Dee started neglecting her own mother and, like, grew a hatred, I guess, for her mom, from what they say, but Dee Dee's not here. We can't ask her.
Yeah.
Gypsy's Rose's dad, I do want to put this out there, when she was conceived, he was only 17. They did get married, but they divorced, and then she took Gypsy away, and he never saw her. Mm. He always got
He didn't have contact?
No. He saw her a couple times, I guess, but not for long periods of time. Like, they weren't like, it wasn't like, oh, come kick in, hang out with me. It was like, oh, you can see her for this, but she's super sick, so we can't stay long.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll be here for a minute, bro, but we ain't gonna be here for long.
Did he pay child support and nonsense?
Till the day fucking Dee Dee died.
Yeah.
Okay, and Gypsy thought she was younger than what she was. She thought she was like 4 or 5 years younger than what she actually was.
Jesus.
Until she was going through insurance papers and found out she was born in 91. Which made her 19 years old at the time.
Yeah.
She had no idea.
So she thought she was still a minor.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the kind of manipulation and fucking just...
So seriously. In the show that they have about this or whatever, and in court documents, Gypsy says that when, like, social workers and shit would come over, and like the CPS or whatever would come check on Gypsy, her mom would fucking force feed her like fucking sleeping pills and shit. And like make her all fucked up and groggy and like she couldn't talk. She couldn't do anything. She was pissed the fuck off. So she knew that eventually, even in the fucking world of fakeness, Gypsy's gonna become 18 years old no matter what.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So she goes to a lawyer and she's like, well, what do I do? My daughter doesn't speak. She doesn't take care of herself. I take care of her. And the lady asked Gypsy a couple questions. She got all of them right. Uh-huh. And so she's like, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Like, you're going to have to go in front of a judge and prove it. And she's going to have to sign and all this shit. So she knew this was all coming to an end.
Mommy dearest.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Of these cons are coming to an end. Like I said, dude, they stole between, they robbed them. Oh, what did I say?
Get $5,000 checks here and there.
Yeah. I don't even know what the grand total is of what all of the charities, because mind you, they got cars, trips, houses. They got a house, trips to Disneyland, uh-huh. Disney cruises. I mean, good God. Gypsy was adorable. She had like this, she still does. Now it drives me crazy now that I know she's an adult. I'm like, knock it off. But she has like this really childish pitched voice. Okay, and her dad didn't know she could walk until she went into court. That is literally when everyone in her life found out she could fucking walk. She was
just fine, thank you. Well, and she has all her hair in prison, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, she got all of her hair. When she got to jail, they told her, honey, you're in perfect fucking health. Perfect health.
Did they take the feeding tube out? How long did she have that?
For years. Dude. Years. She was a victim, bro. Like, a victim of the highest victim standards. You don't gotta be touched to be a victim. You know what I mean?
So she just had that. Dee Dee just had Gypsy.
Under her thumb, bro. Do whatever the fuck she wanted.
That's why she had a child. So she could just pretty much have all of this
attention. And Dee Dee was 24.
Did she ever work?
No.
She was 24 when she got pregnant?
Yep. And she would still rob, write bad checks, you know. Classic fucking top woman, not shit. And I want to say her name technically isn't Dee Dee, it's Claudine.
Oh.
But that's just ugly. So, sorry if anybody's named Claudine, I'm sure you're cute. She's not.
Not somebody that can torture your child like so, that, because you have the surgery and then recovering from surgery is always fun. And then sometimes you get an infection with that. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then there's other times with all of these medications, especially taking them for years at a time.
Yeah.
You're going to have side effects.
Mm-hmm. Her fucking teeth fell out. Yeah. I mean, how much worse can you fucking get?
Yeah. Medications counteracting each other, especially when mom's drugging her so she can't even speak.
Yeah.
Defend herself.
Yeah.
You know.
So this is what she's living with. Okay. So finally she opens up and she tells Nick about this online. She's like, this is what happened. Blah, blah, blah. And so Gypsy meets this older guy at a convention. I think it's like Comic-Con. Or some shit. Her and Dee Dee would go to all that shit. Like Comic-Cons and premieres and fucking anything with a flashing camera and someone could hear Dee Dee's sad story. Yeah. She's on it.
Yeah.
Well, she meets this older guy there. And so she tells this guy, she's like, hey, I can walk. You know, here's the skivvy. I'm this old. I am legal to do what I want. So they make plans to meet up together, her and this dude. I won't mention his name because he has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. But this guy and her meet up. So one night, she takes a cab from the pink house to this dude's house.
How did mom not know she was leaving?
She was sleeping. She was sleeping. So Gypsy snuck out.
Uh-huh.
Well, when she gets to this house, she's hanging out with this dude. Someone who knows Dee Dee's at that house. And calls Dee Dee up. And she's like, one, Gypsy just walked in the fucking door.
Yeah.
And so she goes and rips that kid out of there.
Yeah, of course.
Rips her the fuck out.
Of course.
Smashes the laptop. Okay, demolishes it. Ties this poor bed to a girl and beats her ass, dude, for days. Bed. For days.
So, like, one of those misery things?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Dude, bad enough, like, she beat her bad enough one of the times that Gypsy pissed herself.
Yeah.
And you're tied to a bed. She wouldn't let her off the bed. Okay? This is what the shit, this is the shit this girl's living with. She wants to leave. She's tried to leave. Mommy Dearest found me. So in her head, in victim mode, dude, I'm never gonna get away from her.
Yeah.
She will find me. Because Nick even says a couple of times, he's like, well, run away with me. I'll take care of you. I'll protect you. And then one of the messages is, Gypsy says she's never going to let me be happy. Nick says, I'll protect you from anything. Something along those lines. Gypsy writes back, even my mom. And he's like, well, yeah. I'll defend you no matter what. End of the earth. You're my soulmate. Best mm-hmm. friend. So they come up with the scheme of how they're going to do it. And they go through all the things. And then they kind of like have a backtrack moment. They're like, well, let's try a meetup. And let's see how this goes. Mm-hmm. And so they do. They meet up at the movie theater. And he sits next to them. Dee Dee gets a really creeped out feeling. She's like, this dude's fucking weird. He's at a fucking kid movie with no kid. Because it's a little kid movie. Mm-hmm. Well, Dee Dee says, move with me. Move up here. She's like, well, I can't. I'm in my wheelchair. You know what I mean? I'm supposed to get up and walk, Mom? No. Parking right here. So she stays put. So they're holding hands. We're secretly kissing. I guess Dee Dee's very distracted by this movie. I just don't know what movie. I guess she is. This is all from Nick.
Yeah.
This is Nick's view of what happened. And so, yeah, they go to the bathroom because they had prearranged it that she's going to give Nick her virginity. Dun, 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 dun. So Gypsy goes to the men's bathroom and she lays on the floor and she's like, fuck, get it up, bro. Show me your cards. Like, let's do this right now. Pop it off. So they do. They bone in the bathroom. In the men's bathroom.
Well,
like, Dee Dee robbed her more things than just medical. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, your baby had to lose her virginity on the bathroom floor. That reflects on your parenting, Dee Dee. It's horrible. So they bone on the bathroom floor. Okay? Dee Dee does not have a good feeling about this. So when they get home, she's telling Gypsy, she's like, wasn't that dude fucking creepy? Mm-hmm. Like, what a weird dude. So Gypsy's like, hey, bro. She don't like you. Like, she really, dude, we're never going to be together. Mm-hmm. It's never going to happen. As long as my mom's walking around, we're burnt.
Yeah.
And so they come up with the plan. Like I said. So he flies, she buys him, he doesn't fly. Gypsy buys him a bus ticket. He goes from...
How does she have money?
Because she's stealing it from her mom. From all the fucking money, she's all the child support, everything like on else. Top of her shit. No, she has so much of it, dude, that it's like ridiculous. When they kill her that night, they took $4,000 with them.
Wow.
And that was most of the money. She did leave some money. Most of the money her ex-husband had been paying her in child support. So, I mean, they walked away with $4,000. $4,000, I mean. You know what I mean? So she had money. And that's how she got her laptop and everything else. She just stole a little money. Sneak away for a second when they go out and get shit. So she goes and she buys the knife. So Nick comes that night. Gypsy does the whole texting, like, okay, she's asleep, whatever, come in. All that fun shit. And so he does. And Gypsy stays in the bathroom with her ears covered the whole time. And once they're done, he cleans up. They fuck. Because that's what you do after you get your mom murdered. You fucking dick down. So they dick down. and pack their shit and leave. And they turn the AC on. So, on security footage, she's seen carrying her own bags. She's carrying her own luggage.
Uh-huh.
Once again, walking. The gift of walk. Doing that. And so, the cops are like, oh my God.
This is a scam. Yep.
Like, every little bit of this is a fucking scam. So they got on the news and they're like, in the arrest of Dee Dee fucking Blanchard, it's her goddamn daughter and her fucking boyfriend. America.
And like, the murder of...
yeah. And they'd be murderers.
Yeah.
Mic drop. Cops are pissed. Everybody's pissed. And like, really, dude? Wisconsin should have been in an uproar. Like, and I get it, dude. At some point in time, like I said, Gypsy was countable. At some point in time, dude, you know your mama's running scams. You are reliable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, at some point in time, you know, it does fall onto her. So, like, if I'm Wisconsin, fuck both of you. Like, I'm pissed off you're dead because you can't fucking pay me back.
Yeah.
And lose the pink house.
Yeah.
Fucking dicks. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure Disney himself would have been like, all right, bitch, like, let's brawl. Like, you just robbed me.
Well, how many times did they get to go to Disney?
A bunch.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the Ronald McDonald House. They robbed them. Like.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had the, my brother's daughter, my niece, had to have heart surgery, and those are just wonderful.
Yeah, they're super nice.
It's like a house, and, you know.
Yeah, and they take care of you. They make sure you have nothing to worry about but your child. These people with a kind heart and a kind soul. Okay, that's these type of people that she's ripping off. And Habitat for Humanity. And, like, the cars and... I think it was like a van and a car.
Well, yeah, it would have to be a special
and the donated van. Wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm. Those are $10,000. Well, more than that.
Like, yeah, do you like the power chairs? She had fucking two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they're free. You know what I mean? Dad's still paying child support. He's still fucking on call.
Yeah.
He don't know anything. He doesn't see anything. He doesn't realize anything. These doctors are still just fucking cutting her open. Whatever, left and right.
On the word of the mother.
On the word of her mom. She's trapped. She's a prisoner.
Even after social services didn't get involved, the doctors didn't kind of take a pause and just think for a moment.
No, dude.
You know.
None of these doctors came to this fucking chick's defense. In my eyes, you're as guilty as she is. You're guilty of more things. What the fuck is that? You're doing surgeries? On children.
So didn't the lawyer ask him, like, did her dad get her a lawyer, or did she have to have a public defender?
I'm not 100% on her on all of that. I know what her sentence and everything is, but that's really all I'm... I don't know. And then, okay, so this is what Dee Dee tells Dr. Phil. This is what she's quoted saying to the fake doctor that everybody loves, Dr.
You
Phil.
You mean Gypsy?
Gypsy, yeah, sorry. Yeah, Dee Dee's ass is dead. Sorry, like, I really have no respect for it. Like, I don't.
You don't do that to your kid. You don't wish that your kid has a medical issue.
You don't. Ever. Those moms and those parents that do have children with disabilities go through hell.
It's a full-time job. All the time.
It is. And my sister has three other kids on top of my niece. My niece is the second born. You know what I mean? Like, it's a fucking full-time job. All on its own.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, it's crazy. And to think that someone would watch your child go through hell willingly, putting them there.
And painful. You know.
Hell.
Yeah.
Like, really, what do you think your punishment should be? Tell me. You want to go to, like, if this would have all went a different way, what? Dee Dee's going to go to jail.
How do you fake leukemia? All of these...
They
don't.
You don't. They go off of the word of your fucking mama.
Well, no. There's supposed to be a whole bunch of blood tests and testing and
all sorts And she of got stuff. All that shit, dude. And they all came back and were like, dude, we don't know. And I guess there are some pills that if you mix some and do something, it does do some, like, crazy weird shit to, like, your body.
Throws off that same
system. Yeah. It throws off shit. Like, she knew what she needed to do to make these things look like they're truly happening. She knew. She'd make Gypsy sit with her feet, like, pigeon-toed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, she'd make her... She knew. She was fucking conniving. And so I'm sorry. Like, in my eyes, I get where she's coming from, dude. And I get not being able to do it yourself. I do. In my eyes, it is a little cowardly because, honestly, I think if Gypsy herself would have done it, I don't think she'd be in prison.
See, and that's where I disagree. How come she just, if she was able to get out and go do these things, you sneak out one last time, you go to the police station, and you turn yourself in for fraud or whatever have you, and alert authorities to the mom and all of these cons.
Well, we'd all love to think, Jane, that in that situation, we'd be so inclined to think that those people would actually give a fuck. And believe me.
You gotta help me out with this right now. Especially. No. Come on.
No.
Some kind of rainbow.
No. Like, I honestly, dude, I see where she was coming from, where she's like, dude, if this bitch isn't dead, I'm not getting out of this. I completely see where she's coming from. And like I was gonna say, her quote to Dr. Phil is, I'm glad I'm out of that situation, but I'm not happy she is dead. And I do want to emphasize that. I shouldn't call her a bitch because she is dead. So I do, I'm sorry for that. But, like, she knows. She knew. Murder's not the right thing. It's my only thing. Mm-hmm. There's a difference. There's a difference being like, okay, all these people wanted to help me. And I turned my back to them and I killed my mom and I took it on my own hand. That's one thing. But where it's like, I can't come at her because she's going to drug me. All these people believe her anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody believes my mom. My mom's word is the word of God. You know what I mean? You're in a different situation. Now you're in, I need to get myself out of here.
There's fantastic con artists. Well, and it's also an abusive situation,
too. Yeah. I mean, and good God, think. The whole
mind fucking, hello.
Yeah. I mean, and Nick did say, he was like, I did want a blackmailer. Like, one of the ideas that was comed up with was like, we blackmail Dee Dee and be like, hey, you don't let her leave. Mm-hmm. We'll fucking rat you out for everything else.
Well, there's Medicaid fraud.
Yeah, there's,
you
know, oh,
usually
dude.
The states get kind of mad when you owe them money, they're on top of their
There's
shit.
More than just Medicaid fraud. Like, Medicaid's at the bottom of the list, you know what I'm saying?
Social Security.
Like, there's all sorts of shit. And so, I mean, yeah, there was that plan. Yeah, sure. Is that plan 100%? No, it's not.
Gypsy didn't call her dad and say, hey, please help because me. Her you know mom, mom's crazy. You no, know this bitch is crazy.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. They are all taking Dee Dee at her word.
So Gypsy couldn't call and just have no. a heart-to-heart,
no.
let's go out for a milkshake.
Dee Dee's on the side being like, dude, your dad's a piece of shit. When he found out you were sick, motherfucker left.
Yeah.
He bounced. He didn't want you. He only pays me because he has to. He doesn't give a fuck about you. She didn't think she could. And when you're only... dude, she yeah. didn't even allowed to have
and that's
friends.
That's all you hear.
She yeah. wasn't even allowed to have friends. She had to hide at night to talk to people on the outside of the world. This woman was up her ass so goddamn far that I'm pretty sure Gypsy had a problem sitting. Like... that wheelchair must have been mighty uncomfortable, dude, with your mom's head so far up your ass.
Yeah.
So, no.
Unwillingly.
Unwillingly.
Huh. It just baffled me if so many people were involved deeply in this case. I mean, and I thought you said that CPS was involved in certain points.
Yep.
There was interviews that were, she was drugged, so what about that lady's phone number?
Well, according
to... Say, hey, you were right, bitch. Can I come and see you and just stop by her office?
No. No, because now her mom will find out. Her mom will find out she told. You don't understand the victim's point of view. We don't want to deal with her. We want to leave Dee Dee and we want to go.
Yeah.
We don't want to have to deal with Dee Dee at all. We don't want to have to tell someone on Dee Dee because that gets Dee Dee in trouble. We still love her. She's still our mom.
Yeah.
We love her to pieces. But we need to escape her. Where she cannot do anything.
She can't follow.
What's your only way to do that?
Move to Alaska?
No.
Off the grid?
Seriously, what's your only way to do it?
I'd put her ass in jail because that's what she deserved. She should.
So when your mom gets out,
I'm angry. That's why I'm angry that that decision was made, because that bitch should have been in prison for torture and should have to repay.
Would the courts
everybody.
Have seen it that way? It comes back being my word against yours. I say you're mean to me. You did this. You did that. Yeah, sure, they had my surgeries and all that. But literally, is the jury going to see you as a fucking evil, conniving cunt? No. They're going to look at you and be like, you were a loving, caring mom. You cared. Is her manipulation good enough to get to everybody else?
Yeah.
She's already fooled everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to look at it through Gypsy's eyes, where she's like, my mom's fucking untouchable.
Mm.
They just listen to her.
Well, because everybody knows her in different states, too.
Yeah.
Because
no, not different
TV.
States. Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, the TV.
You know, yeah. She lived in New Orleans.
Yeah. And, like, doctors have that, too. They're like, oh, well, this is a little girl in the 5 o'clock news. Who needs a fucking kidney? You know what I mean? They take it at that. So that's not okay. I get where she's coming from, where she's like, the only way I'm ever going to escape her, sadly, is fucking RIP, dude. Fucking deuces. Bye, Felicia. Goodbye. I get it.
Well, then how come she just didn't take some of those pills and to do the same thing to her mom then? Overdose her.
Fear that it wouldn't work. You know what I mean? Could you go through with it? Yeah, it's a good idea. We can sit here all day long and be like, yeah, let's kill her. Let's kill her. Let's kill her. Go ahead. Go ahead. Can you do it? She knew in her heart of hearts.
She wouldn't be able to.
I love my mom. My mom is my best friend. She is the best. But she can't be stopped. No one can stop her. Nothing will stop her. Sure, go to jail. You can still mind fuck me. Nice, raw, and hard. You know what I mean?
You can block people from prison and contact.
Not when you're under that much mind control, dude. Like, you have... Yeah, you have to look at it from the brainwashing point of view. And she is slowly slipping out of it. And that's why this whole thing... comes to cahoots, but still, she, dude, there's no way. So of course I do see the manipulation where she's like, okay, this guy says he'll do it. I bought the knife. I got him his bus ticket. He's here. He's at the front door. I open the door. I let him in. I send him in my mom's room. He comes back. He says it's done. I wash him up, fuck him nice and good. Get on the bus. Hightail it out of here.
Mm-hmm.
They fuck. So these two kids, mind you, they kind of are kind of with problems.
Well, yeah. You know?
So they're thinking about it. And they're like, well, we did kill her. I mean, A, we won.
Mm-hmm.
And he really believes he's a hero. And I truly believe he is. In his heart of hearts, dude, he says he would not change it ever. Because someone needed to fucking stop that woman. And he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Well, I'm sure Dee Dee felt unstoppable herself.
I'm sure she did.
In that situation.
Yeah. I'm sure she did, dude. But, like, I get where they're coming from, where they're like, I'm sorry, but, like, this is the way. This is the way of the world, man. Like, this is what has to happen. And I feel completely bad that they are both in prison. And, by the way... Gypsy got sentenced to 10 years and can be paroled in 2024, which she probably will get it. And she also has a new fiance now that she's going to get married and everything. No, it's not a her. It's a dude.
Oh. What happened to Ding Dong?
Nick?
Yes.
This is going to piss me off. He got life without parole.
No!
Plus
really?
25 years.
Ha.
How the fuck is that okay?
So she's not really accountable.
No. Because the courts looked at it like, oh, Gypsy's a fucking victim too. He is a victim too.
So he probably had a public defender.
No, probably, dude, his parent, like...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't
a
well-off situation.
Yeah, that's why that happened and went down that way.
But are you fucking kidding me? Life with no parole plus 25 years is not okay.
I don't think that that woman was worth that, to be honest. And strike me down for saying that.
No, she wasn't. Like, was her life that valuable?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I thought you were going to say something like 12 years.
No.
Or 20 years, I guess.
That's what pisses me off about this whole thing. Is, honestly, if the courts would look at it from the non-legal side, I think everybody would get it. But yes, I understand. Someone died. Someone shouldn't have died. Her life was taken without her knowledge. Blah, 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 blah. She's a person. Da, da, da. That's fucking murder.
Yeah.
That's death.
That's what happens.
Wake the fuck up. Sorry. She was a horrible, horrible person.
She was a terrible parent. Yeah.
Like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That Munchausen by proxies, where they just make up the illnesses so then they can get prescriptions and whether use it for themselves or whatever.
Yeah. And like, I get it, dude. I do. I get how it's nice for everybody to be like, oh, you're a baby. Oh, you're a baby. Let me give you this. Let me give you that. Mm-hmm. Let me make it better. Oh, something else is wrong. Well, shit, let me give you more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If it wasn't
for you, this baby would have died.
Yeah, and the hearing the positive of like, yeah. Oh my God, what would she do without you? I don't know, live a fucking normal life. But like, you know yeah. what I mean? So I get it. I love being told I'm a good mom. Fuck, give it to me all day. Hell, I'll take it. But I'm not going to hurt my baby to get it. Like, a humanity thing, dude. People get upraged when you fucking beat your dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I will be at your house with pitchforks and fucking kicking your door in because I heard you hit your dog. Mm-hmm. But then everybody looks at this and they're like, well, maybe Gypsy's bad.
Or I don't want to get involved.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I don't want to get involved. Like, fuck it. Let's not even talk about this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got two victims sitting in jail. One's a victim of pussy. Unfortunately.
What did I say?
Dude, that is a crime. Like, I literally should try to get that on the books. Like, a victim
vajay-jay
of...
Vajayjay power.
No, not even vajayjay power. Like, it's straight pussy power. My daughter got some vajayjay. Like, you know what I mean? You're a baby. You got a VG. That's your girl's spot. Mm-hmm. No. This is like, I got the power. Pussy.
To control and manipulate yeah. someone else.
Like, it's gold. It fucking does everything.
Plan. And I don't know. I don't like that manipulation at all. That's not okay to have. To use someone like that.
Cause yeah,
that
it's man, not.
That man's still in love with Gypsy. And she's
to this day.
She's engaged.
Like, to that's this day, sad. He's that still, dude, it's bad. Heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. I literally watched it, dude, and I wanted to cry for him. Mm-hmm. The fucking love he has, and like.
A bus ride anywhere is commitment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah. I fucking took a Greyhound. Scariest shit I've ever been through in my life.
Yeah. But, you know, something to tell the grandkids.
Probably not. It's not a good story. Anyway, but like. Yeah, dude, like, I get it. I don't think these people should be in jail. I understand, yes, they should have been jailed for, I don't know, let's do 5 years. That seems legit. But, like, really...
People get sentenced to less for murder, yeah.
Well, here in Idaho, if you have weed on you, you're going to jail for life.
Yes.
Okay? We're shipping you away. You touch a little kid, we're going to give you probation.
Informal.
You rape a kid the third time. Okay, maybe. Maybe you should go and do six months in jail and you'll learn your lesson, pedophile.
Meanwhile, that child has changed forever.
Yeah, and meanwhile, you just fuck someone up for life. So, I mean, in Idaho, shit, they probably would have fucking got off, to be honest. You know what I mean? So, in Wisconsin, I don't know... What, I mean, not even Wisconsin, because I mean, I guess in Missouri, because they had to go back to where the crime was committed, but.
Missouri.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know. I just think it's fucked up. I really do. I don't think it's okay. I understand murder is wrong. I'm not saying murder people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I understand where Gypsy was coming from.
You know, and honestly, in that case, because I worked in healthcare for quite some time, And there is a ton of checks and balances supposed to be in place where if something doesn't seem right, these people are talking to each other. There's documentation that's provided. You know, I guess that's where I don't understand where all of this is coming from.
Yeah.
We're going to lose.
That's all right. We have time. But, like, the doctors are just as liable as she is.
I just don't understand why nobody else, and especially with the case, if CPS was involved, how come there was no more checks and balances?
Because this is why I wanted to do a podcast with Jean. Because Jean, I love her to pieces, but she, as you guys can tell, she does like to look for the rainbow, that these people care, and they do their jobs, and everything else.
You go to training in Boise for this, folks.
Jean, I hate to break your heart, honey, but people fucking suck. There's people who just don't give a fuck, dude. Like, oh yeah, okay, I went and saw her, great. Her fucking chair didn't squeak. Her fucking wheels were fine. She looked great. Her mom's fucking loony. It was great. I'm done. Clocking off for the day, I'm going home.
Or they don't even check.
Or they don't even fucking check.
Yeah.
There's...
I've seen that.
That's why people in Gypsy's situation, dude, they don't think there's someone out there to help them. Because there's not.
Nobody gives a shit.
There's not. There's already been fucking people in and out, dude. No one fucking cares. It's right in front of them. They don't see it. So I get where she's coming from. I'm not saying murder's cool. Don't go fucking murder people and be like, oh, I heard a podcast. She said it was legit because this person's mean.
No.
I'm not saying that. Don't be a fucking weirdo and kill people. But I get why. And I think the reason behind the why is justified.
Oh. What did Dr. Phil say?
Who gives a fuck what Dr. Phil said? He's fake as shit. But like, after like, seriously though, after knowing everything she's done, you really think that there was another way? Really. Think about it in that situation where you have no one else to help you. No one's there.
I don't know. I think if you make enough noise, then...
But to her, she did. Nothing is wrong with me. Why don't you see it?
Uh-huh. She can't just legally move out since she's 19.
She didn't know. Dude, she didn't find that out until at the very end. She didn't find that out until the end.
But that's the step of abuse that everybody talks about.
That's when it got worse, though, because then Dee Dee tells her, dude, you're going to go to prison. I ain't fucking going down alone, little girl. Dee Dee tells her for the first time, like, dude, you're going to prison too, bitch.
Oh, good.
Okay. So she's you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't get away from the devil. You have to take it out. So I get it. I don't believe you should be in jail, Gypsy. Big fan. Love you to pieces. I feel bad for you. And poor little Nick. Even though if you don't like him, it's cool because he is kind of weird. Sweet, super sweet, though.
Super sweet. That's an extent. That's 50 years for that woman. Because the life sentence is 25.
Yeah.
So.
And he got fucking life plus 25.
She doesn't. No.
And she got 10 years. And she can parole. And he can't. It's not fucking fair. Mm-mm. So. Nick. Family of Nick. I don't believe your fucking son, family, friend, member, whatever, should be in prison. It's fucked up.
Well, there's the appeal system.
Hopefully he tries. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. It is what it is. Let us know. Dude, really, we're almost out of time. But, like, let us know for real. What do you guys think? Should she or shouldn't she not have been convicted? Well, obviously convicted, but what do you think her jail term should have been? For both. For both. I'm saying 5 years, put them both in jail. We get a timeout. We get out. We move on with our lives.
Ooh, 5-15. My vote. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, even 5-15.
Goddamn
sure.
Counseling.
Yeah, some fucking counseling, some help. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I believe in accountability, and it baffles me.
Yeah.
I don't understand what happened in that whole breakdown of process.
Fucked up things, because the world's fucked up. But at the end of the day, Gene, it is what it is. And the world's fucking shitty.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Shout out to my mom for now she listens. So, hi, Mom.
Hi, thank you.
So, she's watching the children. So, give her props and her dues. But, yeah. So, we're going to sign off and come at you guys with the midweek. who we'll probably fucking debate about this again, but on a for real note, not involving a murder. You know what I mean? Not to where it's like we gotta protect ourselves. Anywho, peace out.